AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Police in Dallas say it's likely the suspect in an attack on police headquarters this morning is dead, but it can't be confirmed until officers can move in. Police Chief David Brown says the suspect has been holed up in a van outside of Dallas. He says it's amazing no one was hurt by the gunfire at headquarters this morning.
There are bullet holes in squad cars where officers were sitting. There are bullet holes in the front lobby where our staff was sitting.
There are fears the suspect's armored-type vehicle was rigged to explode. This is day 8 in the massive manhunt in upstate New York for the convicted killers who escaped from a maximum security prison. More than 800 law enforcement officers have joined the search, concentrating in a rural area in the Adirondacks near the Canadian border. On Roosevelt Island in New York, Hillary Clinton called for a new era of shared responsibility.
America can't succeed unless you succeed. That is why I am running for president of the United States.
This was the first major speech of Clinton's campaign. She portrayed herself as a fierce advocate for those left behind after the recession. The president of Iran, Hassan Rouhani, says a final nuclear deal is within reach. The deadline is June 30th for an agreement. Rouhani told a press conference today some gaps still remain in the negotiations. In Afghanistan, the AP's Lynn O'Donnell reports the Taliban is taking advantage of the departure of international troops.
This is a hot war, and the Taliban are using new tactics in which they send large numbers of militants to overrun these very vulnerable 2-3-man checkpoints.
Officials say 20 police officers were killed in one attack in Afghanistan today. This is AP Radio News. In London, it's a birthday party for the Queen.
Royal salute! Freedom! Out!
It's the annual ceremony marking the Queen's official birthday. Her grandson, 23-month-old Prince George, made his debut on the Buckingham Palace balcony. And the Duchess of Cambridge was there, too. The Queen turned 89 April 21st, her actual birth date, which is traditionally marked in private with a public celebration held in June. Former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is being recognized today with a Navy ship named in her honor. The christening of the USS Gabrielle Giffords is at the Austell Shipyard in Mobile, Alabama. Gabrielle Giffords was badly wounded in a 2011 shooting that left 6 people dead, 13 injured in Tucson, Arizona. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.